The personal Saviour. The prophets were glimpses of goodness and greatness, but that goodness and greatness was simply Eve appearing in a purer, fuller, and more ascending sense. Then the Redeemer appeared in a still truer sense, not as the product of Adam and Eve, but purely of Eve, and it was called Christ Jesus. This light, in its final personal sense that was called Christ Jesus, was to be about its Father's business, showing forth that Father personally as works, the healing all manner of disease, feeding the multitudes, stilling the storm, and destroying death. And then as the crucifixion, the resurrection, and finally the ascension. Here the Christ, as Jesus, reached the summit of completeness in its appearance as a person. That appearing ended entirely the sense of the Christ as a person. And so Jesus said of the personal sense, "It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Jesus was referring to the fact that the highest human, corporeal, or personal sense of the divine man or idea had to disappear before the Comforter, the reality, the real man as the presence of God could appear. Personal sense always mars the vision of the impersonal or spiritual sense. Christ Jesus worked out all personality, and he declared, "It is finished." Jesus, the highest human concept of the divine idea, is not the consummation, except so far as the personal sense is concerned. The personal sense had first to disappear before the impersonal or mind sense of the Christ could appear in its fullness. Then could take place what Jesus meant when he said, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. In the personal chronology of the appearing of the Christ in its ascending scale, we have first Eve, then Abraham, Jacob, Moses, the kingdoms of Judah and Israel, and the prophets, then Christ Jesus. With Christ Jesus came the full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, as Paul expressed it, the demonstration of the Christ truth, not as a person at all, but as pure spirituality without any fleshly sense. This was seen as the ascension.